All right. I'm excited for you today because we are going to be talking about the Will Graham celebration that's coming here in May that we should all be really excited about participating in. And for me, when I first heard about Will Graham, I didn't really know much. In fact, I didn't know about him until he was going to come to Kauai. And when you hear of somebody coming to Kauai and preaching or whatever, my first response, and maybe this is the wrong response, is I have a little bit of skepticism. Like, who is this guy? I understand he's related to Billy Graham, but that doesn't mean anything, right? I mean, the truth is you can be related to anybody. It doesn't make you the same person. And so I was, you know, I got to find out, what's this guy about? What's he believe? What's he preaching? Is he the same as his grandpa, or is he different? I didn't know any of that. And so there was a breakfast for pastors to kind of answer some of those questions, because I wasn't the only one who had these questions. And Will Graham was actually at the breakfast, and you could meet him, and he was going to speak, and he did speak. And also there at the breakfast was our mayor. And the mayor gave a speech, and that speech that he gave really touched my heart. And I thought it was one of the coolest things I've ever heard, actually. And it was just his testimony of how he came to know the Lord on a personal level. And it kind of sold me on the whole celebration as a whole. And I was like, man, I am in after his speech. And Will Graham got up and speaking. It was great. It was wonderful. It was a good speech. But I was like, yeah, the mayor sold it for me. So what I wanted to do is have him come and give his testimony. And he's going to sing for us. And right? Yep, he is. And I hope that you'll listen. I hope that you'll open your heart. And the idea behind this is to get excited about the celebration, the Will Graham celebration that's coming in May. And not just excited about it, but willing to give to the offering in a few minutes, as well as participation. We need you to participate and invite your friends to it, but also be involved as a counselor and things that we'll talk about too today as well. So, Mayor Cavallo, would you come? Would you give your testimony to our church? So come on.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be our guide. Hold us closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way. Good morning and aloha. Just wanted to open with that, because it's important that really our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has made a way for me personally, me and my wife Regina. And I just wanted to share a little bit about how far we've come in this spiritual walk, how far our island has come of Kauai. We're the oldest island in the States, so it's our responsibility to step up, take the lead in the Spirit of God, and move. And so I believe that, and I've been had the opportunity to serve in government for 36 years, of which 10 were as mayor of the island of Kauai and Niihau. And so I had that opportunity to serve and really enjoyed that, because I had a chance to really work with the community and into the people and all of that, and really get our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ into the community. It's not easy, everybody, you know, in this church, wonderful, beautiful church. Thank you so much, Pastor, for inviting me and my wife. But just to make sure you understand that as mayor, I wanted to make sure that the word was alive and moving, and every second Thursday of the month, I would meet with pastors. I would have 20, 25 pastors, 15 pastors every second Thursday of the month for the past 10 years. In my office, had to be in my office, because that was my time to ask for blessings, see? So it was my way of making sure there was a connection made on a monthly basis, just enough time for the next month. And I had our pastors come back, and I opened the doors, and let's do it. The National Day of Prayer, we have always had it on site right below my office. It was important to me that we continue to do everything we can to share the word. And at the same time, knowing there's challenges that come our way when you try and move in the Lord. But as mayor, I have the mayor of all, so I went and visited all churches. I was at every church, just because that's how it had to be. But every church knew that I was totally connected spiritually, and my wife and I. And so with that led to an opportunity to speak at Aloha Church to a men's group. And with the men's group, my message would be, you know, how and what and how to stay connected. And in that path, which was a Tuesday of that week, one of a reporter from the Garden Island, let's say the Garden Island newspaper, everybody, asked me in an interview, was I born again? And I said, no, I'm Catholic. St. Catherine's Church, born and raised Catholic, all my sacraments, everything. And so in my mind, I was connected spiritually, but as far as being born again, I mean, to me, I was already serving God. I mean, I was strong in my faith. And so, but that kind of triggered my mind to ask the question. It sounds simple, church, but at the same time, it wasn't. So with that question posed to me, my answer, the write-up in the paper didn't come out as it should have. I think it was kind of targeting, what was your intent? Yeah, you're going to talk to the man, and you're not even, you know, whatever. So I, on my own, decided to say, okay, let me check this out on my own, everybody. And so I got online. I went to three pastors. My secretary, Kathy Sima, who just got ordained as a new pastor. She has a new church now. And then, of course, Pastor Vilga Lisa from Aloha Church and Pastor Matt Higa from New Hope. And so I kind of did my little talk story, say, what does it mean to be born again? This is true, everybody. I'm telling you what had happened. And to me, I was already in the light. The light was shining so bright. Let's go. But somebody questioned me and then changed it into a way that was negative, and it was coming out not the right thing. So I went, I asked the question, talked to three pastors. I still wasn't satisfied. And sometimes you're not going to be satisfied. You're going to have to seek more. You're going to have to move and ask questions. And so I did. So from that, I went through the technology way, and I got online. And I said, what does it mean to be born again? And Billy Graham popped up on the screen. And there was six steps I had to go through to read through that. I had no clue about, I mean, I knew Billy Graham, but not this way. And so I'm okay? You guys all good? Okay. So I'm getting there. You go. So I get online, and it's just a Tuesday, right, hon? Was 4:19 in the morning, because I had to speak the next, or Thursday, I'm sorry, I had to speak Friday. Anyway, so Tuesday was the thing with the newspaper. Thursday, I got my seeking the word and seeking what that meant. In the morning, 4:19, so I go through the whole process, and it was interesting because it wasn't just reading anything. It just kind of helped me understand more in specifics. And I could go to certain places to find out a little bit more because it didn't make sense to me because I knew I was totally there. Anyways, and at the end it said, you are now born again. Welcome, you know, the whole nine yards. Yes, I did it. I know what it means. But now how do I get that, you know? But this is what I got from that whole process, just the whole week for Tuesday, Thursday, and then Friday, standing like I'm standing before you in the church full of men, wanting to seek God's support and help and guidance and the word that what I'm going to say. So I'm standing up there and I say, okay, everybody in the church, this is what happened and this is what I got. Sounds simple, but this is what it is. I'm standing before you as Mayor Bernard Cavalio Jr. How many of you in this church know me as Mayor Bernard Cavalio Jr.? Everybody raise their hand, right? They know me. I've been here 10 years. Okay, now next question. How many of you in this church have a personal relationship with me, Bernard Cavalio? Not too many hands came up. And that's what it was. A personal relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It sounds simple, but it wasn't for me. So that, to me, is the message, was my message. And that's what happened. So from that point on, I did my message. As mayor, I have a prison ministry piece. I always go to the prisons every year, our prison here, to talk to our inmates. I believe first chance, second chance, third chance, and fourth chance sometime. And then it's all good. But we got to keep seeking and asking. I go to Camp Agape for children with incarcerated parents. So that's the connection. Get the children back with mom and dad, get home, get them a job, make sure everybody. So that was just that part that helped me to understand that. So again, so how did Billy Graham get in? So now I'm standing before you. When we've been talking, went to Maui, went to Hawaii Island. I'm going to Honolulu next week. Just sharing this connection. And so Billy Graham piece was that on my office Monday morning, I actually picked up the phone on my own, called North Carolina from the beautiful island of Kauai. And I said, aloha, this is Mayor Bernard Cavalli from the island, the best island in the whole wide world, by the way. From the island of Kauai, I'm the mayor of this island. I'm calling to invite Billy Graham Ministries to come to our island and fill Vidina Stadium. You know, our stadium right here. I don't know why I just said that, everybody. And so I just made the call. And I'm thinking, who is this guy from the way across the ocean of the calling? And so I did. They directed me to Rod Barnett, who was one of the big leaders there. And so we talked. And it was kind of like, what? You know, I said, no worry. Listen, I'm inviting you to come to our island. I didn't know how, what's going to happen. And I did it. And so the next week, he said, okay, I will check it out. Next week, they called me back. He said that they talked it through and he would like to come and visit our island. Now, this is like, what? So from that point on, he came. I was already in communication and contact with our pastor. I could gather 60 pastors like that in a minute. Come on, you guys, let's go. So we got all our pastors together. Pastor Rod Barnett came with his wife, delivered them, talked. And from that point on, I'm going to just say this because I know time is limited. From that time on, this is started in 2015 now, 2015. My term end 2018. I didn't want to make it political, but I wanted to, you know, finish. At least by 2018, Billy Graham Ministries is here. But it didn't work that way. It's coming this year, 2019. And that's okay. It's not about me, everybody. It's about we connecting, reaching out. We're not taking credit because credit is going to come all over the place. I believe that. But this is my story. And so that's how it started. And so everybody started to pull together. We already began. Every year, I have the mayor's prayer breakfast. We started that maybe 300 people. Now we have 2,000 people. I wanted to make sure that one day of the year, we could gather people in one place on the one roof, praising God, understanding, coming together, singing, and praying for all different parts of our community, government, teachers, public workers, everybody, you know, just everybody in one setting. And so it grew to 2,000 people. We got great speakers. Every year for 10 years, see? So that was our prayer breakfast. Then we get the National Day of Prayer that we held at our office area. That was a challenge because people, how come one over the other? Say, wait, hold off. I'm doing this. I can come to yours. I can go to Buddhist. I can go to any different church. I would say I would go. That was the magic. But I knew I went there with the heart and soul of Christ. But I would always say, let me speak at your service. And you'll see what I say at the end. It's all cool. But anyway, so that's the whole story right there as far as the Billy Graham part. And so I just wanted to share that we're moving on. The date is set. We have a team in place. And I said at the last meeting, I wanted to make sure we invite our neighbor islands. This is a statewide effort. I want Molokai and Lanai and Maui and Hawaii Island and Honolulu and Waikiki and everybody to at least hear about it so they can come. But this is Kauai, because why? We're the oldest island, number one. There's something magical happens, not magical, spiritual happening. And so now, you know, I'm a servant and not a pastor. Sorry, pastor. So I try to just talk my own. But I cannot cite everything, but I know what I'm wanting to do. Anyway, so we've been meeting. I'm going with three pastors and myself. And we met. I even went and met with the bishop. I said, this is the time. We all got to pull together. We all have our faith, right? So that's how. So it's been really positive, and I had the chance to speak today to talk to you about that. But if I can say this, I've been able to connect everything in trees like this, and that's helped me to understand more. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, right? Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Leadership in Christ, the Word of Christ, the love of Christ. Spiritual light, spiritual compass, spirit of aloha. Faith, hope, and love. To me, that ties into all the things that we're talking about. And so to kind of wrap up, Billy Graham Ministries is in the house, meaning that they're here on island. They have an office here. already because the commitment has been made. We're moving forward. We're reaching out. We have an office up here. People are connecting people. We're inviting people to come. We're going to fill Vidina Stadium first, and then Aloha Stadium will come later, okay? We'll figure that out later. But it has to start here. I'm telling you guys. So more and more, if Kauai is only Kauai, then fine. But I believe more will come. It's just how it is, because God said so. I believe that. So anyway, I believe when you say the word, you can speak it, you can sing it, you can sign it, you can dance it, you can do whatever you need to do. That's just how it is when you deliver the message. And so what I did was, through the years, I had nothing. My life had no meaning till I heard about Calvary, right? Then I knelt down in prayer, and the Lord met me there. Jesus is living in me. He's in my feet when I'm walking, in my tongue when I'm talking, in my eyes, and now I can see. He's in the songs that I'm singing. In my heart, his voice is ringing. Jesus is living in me. Right? He brought me through the valleys, to the top of the mountains, through life's troubles and troubles. We've gone through that. But now I sing for his glory. Songs that speak about his great story. Jesus is living in me. He's in my feet when I'm walking, in my tongue when I'm talking, in my eyes, and now I can see. He's in the songs that I'm singing, in my heart, his voice is ringing. Jesus is living in us. So, you can sing it, you can speak it, I can kind of dance it if I have to. But to me, that kind of delivers what people need nowadays. In our new generation, we need to rise up. And so when I talked about that, so that's for that part. And then the leadership, lead me, guide me along the way. For if you lead me, I shall not stray. Lord, let me walk each day with thee. Lead me, O Lord, lead me. That's leadership. The word of Christ, may the word of God strengthen you. May the word of God nourish you. May the word of God comfort you all your lives. May he be your light in darkness as we walk the path of faith. And the last one is love. Love one another as I have loved you. Care for each other, I have cared for you. Bear each other's burdens, bind each other's wounds, and so you will know my return. So that's the love of Christ, right? And the spiritual light that leads us, guides us, connects us, the spiritual compass, is our responsibility to help people who are going around and around and around, but we've got to make sure we point north, spiritual compass. And then finally, the spirit of Aloha. Everybody, our visitors from Texas and was it Kentucky, Idaho? Doesn't matter. You're from great parts of the world, but Kauai is the best island. Because God said so. But the Aloha spirit is alive. And I'm telling you, you cannot get the Aloha spirit anywhere else in this whole wide world. Akahai means kindness. Biblically connected. I cannot cite it. I'm going to get it soon, but it's Colossians or Colossians something. I cannot read it yet, but I'm going to tell you guys later. Akahai, kindness. El Lokahi, unity. O Olu Olu, agreeable. H Ha'aha'a, humility and humbleness. And E Ahanui, patience. That's what Aloha means. And it's biblically connected, everybody. So there's a connection with the Aloha Spirit. And that's what we're trying to do, right, Pastor? So, am I going too much? I'm almost done. So I got all that part. And then, of course, whenever I speak, wherever I go, I talk about the three most important things in the whole wide world. Love, faith to stay strong. Hope to never give up. And love unconditionally. Because when we love no matter what, anything is possible. So the faith, hope, and love is the part that really helps me to deliver the message. Once upon a time as mayor, now I'm no longer mayor, but I take that whole experience and move it to the next level. So with that, that's my delivery this morning, and amen. And so if you got any questions, no, don't ask me any questions right now, but thank you so much. Blessings to all of you, to our visitors, welcome to the KK. I love the youth choir, right? And on behalf of my wife and I, we just appreciate everything, and thank you so much, and yeah. Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much. That was awesome. Thank you. All right, ushers, we're going to prepare for the offering for the Will Graham celebration coming in May. So, ushers, would you guys come? And I told you, it's awesome. That's a cool. It's amazing. And I love hearing that. It's exciting to me to be able to have that testimony for our mayor and to know that that's how this whole thing came about. And I'm excited to participate in helping people hear the gospel and being a part of that. And I hope you will as well. We're going to pray. We'll receive the offering. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about what we're doing here at our church starting Thursday night. And then I got a quick message for you, and then we'll be out of here in just a few minutes. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you. Thank you for this time. Thank you for what we heard. Thank you for the fact that we can be born again. And Jesus said we must be born again. And God, thank you that we can be born again through faith in his name. And Lord, we thank you so much for this time. I pray that you bless this celebration. I pray that we'd start to see revival even now. On our island, Lord, that we start to see the darkness, Lord, that has pervaded or gotten into so many lives, God, to start to roll back, and that the light of your glorious gospel would shine on hearts, God. And I pray that you help us be involved in that in every way that we can. We thank you for this time. I pray that you bless this offering. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So real quick, we're going to receive an offering. This is going to the Will Graham celebration to help with the financing of that. What we're going to do is on